And now, it's the quiz of the week, the 60-second challenge.
11:31. Time for round one of radio's shortest quiz. That'll be the 60-second challenge. And joining us this morning, one of our regular contestants, who never lets us down. He always gets a good score, and I'm sure he will today. Say good morning to Kerris Phillips. Hi, Kerris.
Good morning, Dave. I'll try my best to get a decent score, but there's no guarantee.
No, the pressure's on now.
Yeah. Indeed, yes.
Right, so what have you been up to since we last spoke to you?
Nothing too much out of the ordinary, Dave. Always keeping abreast of the news and what's happening in the world, of course. And
yes.
One of the things that's been in the news recently is the alleged photoshopping of the Royal Photograph, of course.
Of course, yeah. Now, of course, this time last week, the photograph had been released because it was Mothering Sunday.
Yes, that's right.
But it all went wrong after that, didn't it?
Well, it did big time. It's been quite an issue. Anyway, I saw a photograph and someone had done a bit more photoshopping and included some of the members of the Adams family off the TV on it.
Brilliant.
Including Lurch and Uncle Festus. That brought a smile to my face, and I think you've got to have a smile and a laugh now and again, Dave, haven't you?
You have indeed, but it does highlight another issue, that AI, which has fascinating consequences for all of us, there are some downsides as well, and that could well be one of them.
It's a powerful tool, isn't it?
It is indeed. Right, and it probably would help you with the 60-second challenge if you had it as well.
Yeah.
Right. It could I tell you what it could do. It could probably create the questions for us, couldn't it? So
yeah,
I don't have to write them.
So. Very
fantastic.
Much so,
right. The usual reminder that once the music starts, you've got exactly 1 minute to answer as many of these questions as possible. I have to accept your first answer, as you know. But if you don't know what the answer is, you can say pass and we'll move on. Okay.
Yeah.
Good luck. And here they come. Which 80s group included the brothers David and Ken McCluskey?
Altered Images.
Which group took their name from a sales sign in a furniture shop in Hull?
Everything But the Girl.
Which Spanish duo had a hit with Yes Sir I Can Boogie?
Baccarat.
Who had a hit in 81 with I'll Find My Way Home?
John Vangelis.
Which Queen song mentions Khrushchev and Kennedy?
Bohemian Rhapsody.
Hormonally Yours was an album recorded in 1992 by Shakespeare's who?
Sister.
Which girl group had a hit with a cover version of Help in 89?
Bananarama.
Which group of sisters recorded an album called Portrait in 1992?
Shakespeare's Sister.
In which record label did the Marvelettes record on?
Summer Motown.
Which year in the 60s was the so-called Summer of Love?
1967.
And who had a number one in 1967 with a whiter shade of pale? Can you answer that one?
Procol Harum. That was the song that was number one the day I was born, actually.
Oh, wow.
Crazy enough.
Amazing, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, to have that song, which is probably one of the most successful songs of all time.
Brilliant song, isn't it? Yeah.
Brilliant, yeah. But you'll be not surprised to learn that there wasn't a number one song on the day I was born because the charts hadn't started. They started in 1952, but somewhat after the time when I was born.
Right. Oh, okay, Dave.
Anyway, let's get on with the quiz. You answered 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11 questions in your allotted time, and you didn't pass on any questions at all. And on this occasion, you got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 questions right. So not your best score.
No, there were some challenging questions there this morning.
That's exactly what I was going to say. Now, I'll be totally honest with you. The very first one, I wouldn't have had a clue which 80s group included the brothers David and Ken McCluskey. They are the Bluebells, apparently, as in Young at Heart.
Yes, of course. Ah, right.
Now,
okay.
The Queen song that mentions Khrushchev and Kennedy is not Bohemian Rhapsody, but Killer Queen.
Oh, right, okay, yeah.
I can sort of hear it in my mind now.
Yeah, now
one.
You mention it,
And the group of sisters that recorded an album called Portrait in 1992, I wouldn't have got that one either. They were the Nolans, apparently.
Really?
Apparently so, yeah.
Patrick's Day as well. There's
indeed, yes, we should squeeze them in before 3 o'clock as well. Right, so 8 out of 11, the score to beat. We'll see how our second contestant gets on in an hour's time.
Okay.
But in the meantime, thanks for taking part, and we'll have you back in about a month's time.
Yeah, pleasure. Thank you, Dave. Bye.
Thanks, bye now. Bye.
Bye.
And now, it's the quiz of the week, the 60-second challenge.
It is bang on 12:30. Time for round two of radio's shortest quiz, 60-second challenge. And if you were with us an hour ago, you will have heard Kerris Phillips Get what for him was a disappointing score. Anybody else, it'll be brilliant. 8 out of 11 with no passes at all. Hoping to beat that score and be declared this week's 60-second challenge champion. Say good afternoon to Kevin Jeffries. Hi, Kev.
Afternoon, Dave.
Right, now be honest, how many of those 11 questions would you have got right?
I got 3 or 4 wrong.
Oh, dear. There were some tricky ones there, weren't there? Hopefully you're going to do better on your round. Anyway, what have you been up to since we spoke to you about a month ago?
I had a few days away a couple of weeks ago. Went to Heysham near Morecambe.
Right.
For a few nights, so...
In your caravan?
Well, not our caravan.
Not yours, the one that you rent.
We rent it, yeah.
Fantastic.
This time we upgraded, we had a lodge.
Oh,
you went... Basically, it's like two caravans stuck together.
Oh, right.
And it was massive.
Very posh, yeah. And was the weather okay? Because that's always the problem, isn't it?
Yeah,
when you
had good weather. It was unbelievable.
Well, there you go, you see. Because the one and only time I've had a caravan holiday with the family was in Cornwall many years ago. And it poured with rain every day, so it's put me off caravans for life, which is a bit unfair, isn't it?
Don't let it do that. you can drop lucky and have some good weather.
Indeed, indeed.
Where the lodge was, we were right on the beach near enough.
Right.
And you could see all over towards Blackpool. You could see Blackpool Town. In the distance.
Wow, fantastic.
And we were right by the nuclear power station.
Right, yeah.
And just by the ferry terminal.
Right.
By the man, and we were watching the ships coming back in two.
Sounds like an idyllic holiday, so that's brilliant.
It is, it's beautiful up there.
Right, anyway, back to the matter in hand. You've got exactly 1 minute to answer as many of these questions as possible. As you know, because you've done this loads of times before, I have to accept your first answer. But if you don't know what the answer is, you can say pass and we'll move on. Okay? Good luck, and here they come. Which Beatles song was performed live by satellite to 5 continents?
All You Need Is Love.
Which 60s band featured Grace Slick on lead vocals?
Fairport Convention.
Which Cliff Richard film was called Wonderful to Be Young in America?
The Young Ones.
Who duetted with Cliff Richard on Whenever God Shines His Light?
Van Morrison.
Which keyboard player was in both The Straubs and Yes?
Rick Wakeman.
Vince Clarke played keyboards in which 80s group?
Yazoo.
Song for Guy was an instrumental hit for which singer and songwriter?
Elton John.
Who released an album in 1984 called Piano Man?
Billy Joel.
Take 5 was an instrumental hit for the jazz pianist Dave who?
Brubeck.
Whose only number one single in 64 was called Go Now?
Moody Blues.
Who released an album in 72 called Hunky Dory?
David Bowie.
And Elvis Presley's only million seller between 62 and 69 was called Return
to Sender.
To Sender. Brilliant. Hey, I think the questions were slightly easier for you, to be fair, but anyway, that's just the way they land. But you answered 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12 questions in your allotted time, and you didn't pass on any questions at all. And this week... You got 11 questions right.
Wow.
Hey, wow indeed.
Back on form.
Indeed, yes, yeah. And you'll kick yourself when I tell you the answer to the one that you got wrong. It was question number 2, which 60s band featured Grace Slick on lead vocals? They were originally called Jefferson Airplane. They then became Jefferson Starship, and then they just became Starship.
Yeah.
And, of course, Grace Slick is still with them now and
yes,
still got a fantastic voice. But it's all academic because, obviously, you managed to beat Kerris by 3 points this afternoon. So, well done for that. You are this week's champion. Okay?
Okay, thanks very much.
Good to talk to you. Well done again. And we'll have you back on the radio in about a month's time, assuming you're not on a caravan holiday again. Bye-bye now.
Yeah, bye.
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 That was good, wasn't it? And if you fancy having a go next Sunday morning, just get in touch with us via Facebook.